Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Fifth Grade Super Stories for Awesome Kids by WonderWiz Publishing is a reading enrichment book for children ages 10 to 12, especially fifth grade readers who benefit from short, lively texts paired with guided thinking activities. The book contains 20 short stories and positions itself between recreational fiction and classroom literacy support. Its stories are designed to be accessible, varied in tone, and suitable for independent reading, homeschool assignments, classroom use, or shared family reading. The educational purpose is clear. Each story is followed by reading comprehension questions, a logic-oriented riddle, and a debate style. Would you rather prompt? This format makes the book more interactive than a standard short story collection, while remaining less formal than a full workbook. Its main value lies in combining narrative enjoyment with structured opportunities to practice comprehension, inference, critical thinking, and discussion. The result is a practical literacy resource for tweens who need both engagement and cognitive challenge. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, short story format designed for fifth grade attention spans and reading growth. The book uses 20 short stories as its central structure, which is significant for the intended age group. Fifth grade readers often sit between early chapter books and longer middle grade novels. They can handle more complex ideas, but many still benefit from manageable reading units. Short stories reduce the risk of fatigue and allow each reading session to feel complete. This is particularly useful for reluctant readers, busy classrooms, and homeschool schedules where a full novel may require too much continuity. The format also supports repeated practice. Because each story stands on its own, children can encounter different situations, tones, and narrative problems without needing to remember a long cast or extended plot. That variety can strengthen adaptability as readers move between contexts and genres. The structure also gives adults flexibility. One story can be used for a lesson, bedtime reading, silent reading time, or informal assessment. Rather than treating reading improvement as a long, abstract goal, the book breaks it into repeated cycles of story, response, puzzle, and discussion. This makes literacy practice concrete and easier to sustain. Secondly, genre variety keeps reading practice from becoming repetitive. A notable feature of the book is its emphasis on varied story types, including adventure, spooky situations, humorous scenarios, and magical or imaginative elements. This matters because children ages 10 to 12 often differ widely in reading preferences. Some are drawn to suspense, others to fantasy, comedy, action, or problem solving. A mixed collection increases the chance that different readers will find at least some stories that match their interests. The variety also serves an educational purpose. Different genres ask readers to notice different clues. Adventure stories often require attention to sequence and cause. Spooky stories rely on mood and inference. And magical stories may require readers to track unusual rules or surprising consequences. By moving across these forms, children practice flexible comprehension rather than memorizing one predictable pattern. This approach also helps prevent the activity sections from feeling mechanical. When each story creates a different kind of problem or atmosphere, the follow-up questions can point readers toward new details and interpretive habits. The book, therefore, uses entertainment variety not just as decoration, but as a practical tool for sustaining attention and broadening reading experience. Thirdly, comprehension questions turn casual reading into accountable thinking. The reading comprehension questions after each story are central to the book's educational design. Their purpose is not simply to check whether a child finished the story, but to encourage attention to meaning, sequence, character motivation, and implied information. For fifth grade readers, this is a crucial transition point. They are expected to move beyond literal recall and begin explaining how details support conclusions. Questions placed immediately after a story help connect the pleasure of reading with the discipline of reflection. They also give parents and teachers a way to see how well a reader understood the text without creating a separate assignment from scratch. This is especially valuable in homeschool and classroom settings where time is limited. The presence of questions can also benefit independent readers because it trains them to pause and review what they have read. Instead of treating a story as something consumed quickly, the book encourages rereading mentally, identifying evidence, and clarifying confusion. That habit is transferable to school reading, standardized comprehension tasks, and longer books that require sustained interpretation. Fourthly, riddles add logic practice alongside narrative comprehension. Each story includes a brain-boosting riddle, which gives the book a second cognitive layer beyond reading comprehension. Riddles ask children to notice wording, question assumptions, test possibilities, and think laterally. This is different from answering a standard comprehension question, because the solution often depends on reframing the problem rather than locating a fact in the text. For ages 10 to 12, this kind of task can be useful because it strengthens patience with ambiguity. children must accept that the first obvious answer may not work and that careful reasoning matters. Including riddles after stories also changes the rhythm of reading practice. Instead of moving from fiction directly into school-style questions only, readers encounter a playful challenge that still builds thinking skills. This can make the educational elements feel less like a test and more like an extension of the story experience. The riddles also provide a natural opportunity for discussion among siblings, classmates, or parent and child pairs. In that sense, the book connects literacy with reasoning, making reading time a broader exercise in problem-solving. Lastly, would you rather prompt support discussion? Opinion building and social reading, the inclusion of "would you rather" prompts distinguishes the book from many basic comprehension collections. These prompts invite children to choose between two alternatives and explain their preference, which can develop oral reasoning and personal response skills. This matters because reading comprehension is not only about retrieving correct answers. Strong readers also learn to evaluate situations, defend opinions, compare consequences, and listen to other viewpoints. For fifth graders, these discussion habits are increasingly important in classroom settings where literature circles, group projects, and text-based conversations become more common. The prompts also make the book useful for shared reading. A parent, teacher, or homeschool instructor can use them to start brief debates without needing extensive preparation. Their humorous or imaginative nature lowers pressure and allows children to participate even if they are less confident with formal literary analysis. At the same time, the prompts can reveal how readers interpret story events, values, risks, and choices. This feature broadens the book from a private reading tool into a social literacy resource, encouraging children to connect narrative situations with judgment and communication. In conclusion, The Fifth Grade Super Stories for Awesome Kids is best suited for readers ages 10 to 12, especially children who respond well to short, active reading sessions rather than long, uninterrupted assignments. Parents can use it to replace some screen time with structured literacy practice. Teachers can adapt individual stories for classroom reading. And homeschoolers can treat each selection as a compact lesson combining fiction, comprehension, logic, and discussion. Its practical benefits include repeated exposure to short fiction, guided comprehension review, reasoning practice through riddles, and confidence building through low-pressure debate prompts. Intellectually, it encourages children to move from simply finishing a story to thinking about what happened, why it mattered, and how choices can be evaluated. Compared with many grade-level reading books, it stands out because it does not rely on comprehension questions alone. The added riddles and "would you rather" scenarios create a more varied learning loop and make the book useful for both independent and social reading. Its main limitation is that it appears to emphasize text-based engagement rather than illustration-driven appeal, so highly visual readers may need adult encouragement at first. Even so, its combination of story variety and built-in activities makes it a practical bridge between entertainment reading and skill-focused literacy support. If you would like to support WonderWiz Publishing, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.